Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/Scorecard Plus for details.
The Bert Show.
All right, we got to settle something here on The Bert Show, because we got one person's side of the story, and then we got a second person's side of the story, but now we need to get a third person's side of the story. First, we're going to let him reset the scene at Brunch Fest 2025. Please welcome Mikey to the mic.
I drank 15 beers. That's a whole lot of brew in one night. When you're trying to drown the memory from your mind.
I don't think you could have picked a better at Mike song, Mikey. That might actually be Mikey.
Very good.
Johnny Paycheck for you.
All right, so Mikey, set the scene. This past weekend, you're at Brunch Fest. What happened?
There's no simpler way to put it. I got ham sammed over there. Ham sammed at Brunch Fest. I went to Brunch Fest. They gave me as many mimosas as a man can take. And I acted a damn fool. I can't help it.
And how many mimosas can this man take?
It's hard to count, but
the limit does not exist.
It exists, apparently.
And then Jackson came in and shared his side of the story. Well, before we get to Jackson's, you said the most embarrassing part was towards the end when you were having a conversation with somebody and you were constantly calling her what?
An SOB.
Okay, go ahead.
That's what I've heard. I don't remember for sure, but that's the word on the street, is that I was calling everybody SOBs.
Okay.
But I think I was really coming at my boss with a bunch of SOBs.
Your boss here at the radio station. Because for those that don't know, as Tommy so kindly put in our show sheet that we read off of, and he's putting titles down, he has Mikey, the resident degenerate. So you do stuff for the Bert Show, but you also do stuff for our station here, Q99.7.
That's right.
And so you work in the promotions department over there.
Yeah, and I'm real buttoned up over there. I seem like a good guy.
Uh-huh. And who do you report to?
I report to anybody who tells me to do anything.
But you do also report to the woman that is sitting to your left.
That's correct.
Hi.
All right, so we got Lore, who is the assistant PD of Q99.7. You also do middays.
I do.
After us.
Yep.
And welcome to Atlanta, because you moved here not that long ago.
Yes, December. I just got here,
So we wanted to know, and this might be a recurring segment that we start doing, because so often on the radio, you only get one side of the story, right? Mm-hmm. So you can have a little bit of a tainted, skewed view. But because we have both sides of the story in the building, we're like, all right, let's get Laura on and see if Mikey did or did not make an ass out of himself. So Laura, if you can just start from the beginning,
okay,
when you encountered this individual and what transpired.
Sure. So I got there kind of late. I ran into Mikey over here in VIP.
Did he deserve to be a VIP, Laura?
You know, he maybe should have gotten cut off a little bit before I got there, but that's okay. You know, I was young in my 20s once too. It's fine.
VIP in this case stands for very inebriated person.
Absolutely. So, we were hanging out. It was a very windy day. Just want to put that out there. So,
what?
This is important.
I didn't know that.
the mimosas hit different in the windy day?
The mimosas were flying, okay? Literally, the cups and the trays and the food and everything was flying all over. I'm just prefacing that, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't think you embarrassed yourself. I really don't.
Ooh.
I think this story is more I saved your life. And I deserve a thank you for that, because I don't think you'd be here without me.
Oh, no.
Do you not remember any of this?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I don't.
The SOBs, I don't remember happening.
Okay.
I also had a couple mimosas. So, you know, that part might have happened, might have. We're going to just leave that one on.
Okay.
But you were very eager to talk to me about a little promotion.
Oh, he went for it.
Like a promotion, like he wanted to be promoted.
Do a little bit more, you know.
Oh my God.
That happened.
This is so much worse.
I said, you know, Mikey, you've had a couple drinks. Let's talk about it Monday. And he's like, no, I've been thinking about this all week. And I have to tell you now.
Gotta do it while that liquid courage is there.
The look on Mikey's face right now. Are you about to start crying?
I am sweating.
Your eyes are sweating.
This is the worst thing I've ever heard. I've never heard of myself talk like that ever.
Your girlfriend was also encouraging it, so I don't know.
That normally goes.
She was in my ear and like, hey, ask for a promotion right now.
Yeah. Oh, so no. that all happened, which, you know, we'll talk later on that. But then, but then we are walking to the car because, you know, it's time to leave. I forgot. There was last call and Mikey tried to bribe the bartender to only give him champagne.
Instead of OJ, he just wanted straight champagne.
He did not need anymore.
Anyway, trying to get to the point.
So then we start walking. We're all parked in the same area. He didn't drive, as far as I know.
I didn't.
Okay,
thank God.
Yeah. So we start walking to the car, and everyone's kind of just, I think, done with Mikey at this point. So they're all walking ahead, and me being, you know, the older, responsible adult, I'm like, I've been there before.
Yeah.
You got to take care of the young. So I'm walking behind, making sure everyone's good. And I kid you not, first goes the cookies that were in his hand on the ground.
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch of banana bread.
Oh, it was banana bread.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Then the leaning starts.
No.
Then, like, he's at a 90-degree angle here, and there is a car coming.
Oh.
Like, probably had a couple mimosas themselves.
So, like, if you were a golf ball, his whole body just shanks himself, and he starts skewing over to the right.
Yep. And I had to go... Skirt.
Oh no.
Grabbed him right out of the road and saved your life.
Wow. Do you remember that?
Not at all. I feel after that promotion thing, I should have got hit by that car.
She saved your life. All you asked her for was a promotion.
That was before.
But still.
He was demanding a promotion before.
Oh no. This is the worst thing I've ever heard.
Okay, well, what would you like to say to Laura?
I'm sorry, Laura, and I don't even know what to say about the promotion thing.
He doesn't want one.
I retract that.
Actually, pay him less.
Unless you were going to give it to me.
That is bad. Now I'm going to have to suffer with like 3 more days of anxiety. Oh, jeez.
So when's the next time you're going to have a mimosa?
Saturday.
The Burt Show.